It was the Protestant reformer Martin Luther who proposed that we are simultaneously saints and sinners. Jackson artist Aaron Wallace is illustrating that idea by placing drug dealers and gang leaders in the context of Christian iconography, putting halos around criminals' heads. The newest collection of illuminated manuscripts in his Street Bible series opens August 29th at the Rose and the Pink Garter Theater in Jackson. Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer spoke with Wallace about the work and how hip-hop influenced the artist's view of the world.
I felt there was a lot of similarities between the early Christian church, the apostles, how they were kind of persecuted by the Roman political authority, and how drug dealers and other people, criminals, are kind of persecuted by the political authority in America, our current class structure, singles people like that out through the criminal justice system. So I kind of felt that there was also this element of like martyrdom and persecution, especially with like rappers that end up getting killed and murdered, you know, that was worth exploring.
And putting these people in the context of illuminated manuscripts and iconography raises this question of who is good and who is moral, because you're often highlighting in the text that accompanies these the systems of oppression that they're caught in. So you have a guy, Stanley Tookie Williams, who talks about how he was abused by guards in prison. And so the whole moral structure is now in question.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of moral subjectivity in the criminal justice system. I think if you ask most people, at least most middle class or affluent white people, they have this idea that the criminal justice system kind of represents what's right and what's moral, and that we have kind of laws to, you know, uphold what's right and what's moral. And, you know, I kind of take a little more of, I guess, maybe a Marxist view that laws are kind of created to uphold the class structure, and that laws aren't necessarily based on what's moral or what's right, especially, yeah, like how Tookie Williams was tortured for 2 years, drugged and tortured in the LA County jail by sheriff's deputies, you know, the people who are supposedly upholding the law.
Another interesting case is Felix Mitchell Jr. He was an Oakland drug kingpin and was apparently much beloved in his community.
You know, Mitchell ran the San Antonio Village housing projects, essentially controlled the neighborhood. He built basketball courts, you know, he ran a program to feed people. He bought groceries for people. He paid people's rent when they couldn't make their rent, you know. So he was really, you know, regarded as with a lot of respect in the community as like a philanthropist and a person who really cared about the people that society had forgotten.
But helping people while also ruining other people's lives. I mean, in the case of Mitchell, he's selling $800,000 worth of drugs in a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But I feel like, again, that brings us to an area of moral subjectivity where perhaps Freeway Rick Ross is a better way to example of illustrating it. Freeway Rick Ross was buying his cocaine from Daniello Blandone, who was a CIA informant. And Daniello was essentially trafficking Oliver North's cocaine in the Iran-Contra scandal. So, you know, Freeway Rick Ross was getting his cocaine from the United States government, and he rose to become the biggest drug dealer on the West Coast, and he never could have done it without the complicity of the CIA.
Aaron Wallace, the images that you're creating in this print series, The Street Bible, draw on Christian iconography, and you say in your biography on your website that you are the reluctant product of an evangelical Christian upbringing. Does that play any role in choosing this style of art?
Oh, I feel it plays a huge role. My dad works for Pat Robertson, the Christian televangelist who ran the 700 Club through most of the 80s. And, you know, I grew up in this very right-wing evangelical family. So, you know, I started listening to rap music in junior high school, you know, and hip-hop was kind of one of my first, you know, ways that I got introduced to the real world or the world outside what I was allowed to see and listen to in the church. Hip hop was really responsible for me questioning a lot of the values that I kind of had beat into me as a kid. You know, I still reference, I feel that kind of Christian past in the work. The work is, you know, on my part, kind of an attempt to identify and just deal with this incredibly repressed Christian childhood I had, and, you know, kind of insert something into that canon of Christian iconography that the people who originally created that type of art would have never imagined.
And how did your family react to you listening to hip hop in junior high?
They found my tapes and they threw them out. They destroyed them all. We would have these long conversations about the kind of subversive moral values and sexual promiscuity that black culture promotes, and, you know, all these other sort of things, and just drug use and all of these other sort of things, even though I had no idea what drugs were at that time.
So how do they respond to your work, The Street Bible?
I think that they'd probably prefer I was making impressionist paintings or something. But I think that if, you know, you really got down to it, they probably wouldn't approve of a lot of the subject matter or the fact that I'm, you know, essentially deifying drug dealers and gang leaders and rappers in the work.
Who do you think needs to see this art?
I think that Jackson is actually a good place to be making art like this, because I think that Jackson's a very affluent, upper-class white community. I feel that it's art that needs to be seen by a lot of people, because it addresses these core issues of class inequality and, you know, social status that are becoming so relevant in our society today.
The exhibit Street Bible 2 opens August 29th at the Rose and the Pink Garter Theater in Jackson. Aaron Wallace, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.